Hello and welcome into Problems and Solutions. I'm your host, Kathy Blythe, and today we are going to talk with certified image consultant Marla Thomason, who is joining us from New York. And if it's a perfect world, we're going to get a lot of information in during the course of this hour. We're going to talk about some fashion do's and don'ts for both men and women and find out what's hip and trendy for fall and winter. And then also we'll share tips for kickstarting an updated image and share image advice for mature job seekers. So we have lots of important info to share. And Marla Thomason, it's so nice to have you back with us on Problems and Solutions.
It's great to be with you this morning, Kathy.
The very first time you and I met by phone a few years ago, I remember when I received the information that you were available for an interview, I wondered if being in New York, you would be able to relate to us in the Midwest and what you would say would be relevant to us. But it only took me about 5 minutes to realize that you knew exactly what you were talking about and you were very, very relatable. And I don't know how you do that, because you're dealing with people all over the country. How do you do that, Marla?
Well, don't forget, I was born and raised in Colorado.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm very relatable there. But, I think that when you have good techniques and you follow, sound advice, it works for any area of the country, and it works for, maybe you might dress differently if you're in a rural community than if you're in a big city, but still the same ideas work everywhere. You know, good advice works and good possibilities work everywhere, I think.
Tremendous. I think that is exactly right. And we're so happy that we have made this connection with you and that you continue to be our guest. As we're getting into the fall season, it seems like I just love purchasing new pieces this time of year and making some old outfits new again and thinking about fall and winter ahead. What are some of the things that are trendy for men and women this year?
Sure. Well, you're not alone there, because I think that everyone gets very excited about fall, and I think that even men do. I think mm-hmm. it's just a fun time to buy clothing. People feel good about investing in the fabrics, and it seems like our winters are so long that we do get good wear from them. And some of the things carry over from men to women, but I would say that one of the big trends is blues, emerald greens, peacock blues, teals. You're going to see a lot of this color around, whether it's in evening wear or handbags, clothing. It's a very pretty color, and it's colors. There's a whole range of them, and they're really quite fun. They're also showing a lot of gray. Gray, they say, is the new, color. A lot of people are talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I don't wear gray, so, that doesn't catch my interest, but I always have the caveat that says, whatever the color season is of the season, don't buy it if it doesn't look good on you. And I think you're going to see some interesting red pieces, too. There's been some red on the red carpets, but there mm-hmm. might even be a wonderful red, if red is your color, like a red item coat could be really fabulous. We're seeing, some graphic lines like color blocks, and I'm seeing that in men's and women's clothing. So what does that mean? Maybe a sweater that has, one color in the front and the back, and down the side seams, it might be a different color. And sometimes they do that in a very clever way that's very, very flattering to the body for men and women.
I have seen color blocking. You bet. And it really is attractive and sometimes can really, depending on how it's blocked, can really make you look smaller.
It is very, very interesting that designers have gotten so smart about that, and they've figured out a way to make us look even better, taller and leaner, and everybody loves that. But I've even seen this in, let's say, a cardigan sweater for a man. Mm-hmm. It's a little younger look, but it can be quite effective that way as well. So, dresses, color blocking and that. We're also seeing some cocoon shapes, which kind of architectural, they come out, sort of from the waist and that sort of thing. So I think you have to be careful with that look, because if you, depending on your body type, if it's not flattering, if you need a more fitted garment, but maybe a slight, architectural shape. It is a looser cut, and it does sort of, you know, work well for certain body types, but you have to be careful with that one. There's a lot of shine also, and, you know, sheen and shine in the market, shiny garments and that sort of thing, and gold is a big trend. So golden garments, also golden jewelry. So everybody must have some gold jewelry left from, you know, all the years gone by, and it's a good time to bring it out because they're showing, like, you know, shiny buttons, some of the details on garments as well, in addition to, let's say, you know, a beautiful liquid silk charmeuse blouse to go over a lace skirt or something.
Okay.
An interesting trend also is fringed garments. You know, you've seen some maybe fringed on jackets or fringe on a skirt. I think you have to use that very sparingly, you know, because it's trendy and it can wear you. You know, you have to be very careful with that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're showing the faux and the real fur again in, you know, different either vests and that sort of thing as an accent. So, you know, those are fun, and you just have to be careful with, you know, how much money you put into that trend because it's, you know, it's not always here for a long time. Another trend that I think is interesting is, you know, a more relaxed feeling in dressing. But that doesn't mean that we're going to sweatpants. You know, that means a lot of people, I think, are dressing, you know, the business casual all the time. And so that's a harder thing for people to figure out. And it would mean, you know, a great-looking pair of pants and a really nice sweater. It doesn't mean wearing, you know, jeans with holes in them and sweatpants around. So, you know, that I think that's kind of an interesting way that the market and designers are working towards people who want to have a more relaxed look.
Okay. Great, great little tips there, little tidbits from Marla Thomason, who was our guest today, certified image consultant. You were talking about the return of some shinier jewelry and getting our gold back out. What is Marla's take on mixing gold and silver?
Well, again, I think that that is a personal thing. You know, if I, let's say you have, you know, some people get very specific about, oh, my gosh, I've got a, you know, a silver button on my jacket. What will I do to wear the gold earrings, you know, that kind of thing. And it is interesting. I've seen people even go and have the buttons changed to, you know, let's say the jacket is black. They might put a black matte button on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is an interesting thought. Mixing gold and silver to me is fine. Sometimes they do that within jewelry. You know,
mm-hmm.
there'll be
sure.
a gold band and a silver band mixed in. And I think, again, it's your what color is best with your skin type as far as, you know, what you wear best and what
mm-hmm.
you feel good about. But, you know, there's no rules. I think if something is such a bold piece, like you have such bold buttons, you know, gold buttons on your jacket and you're wearing silver earrings, it might look a little off, you know. It might not quite work. So you have to kind of look at each piece individually, Kathy.
Some people can just pull things off that other people can't. I guess maybe that's their own personal style that they've developed over the years. But I think it's good to know that there aren't real set rules, that we can kind of play with things and feel okay about what we're doing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And some people wear only silver jewelry, for example. So this, like I said, this gold trend is in.
Mm-hmm.
Ignore it, you know. Go back, keep wearing your silver jewelry because that's what looks best on you. And that's really important, I think, point to make is that, you know, learning what colors, what metals look best on you, and then really going with that and honoring yourself with those kind of colors and those kind of accessories day in and day out, depending, no matter what the season is saying.
Perfectly said, Marla Thomason. And listeners, we have Marla for the whole time today. Here are some of the other things I'll ask her in just a little bit. We must know what she has to say about white after Labor Day. Also, whether or not nylons are still more out than they are in and what we should be putting on our legs. And also the scarf deal. I mean, scarves are everywhere and we know they're in, but we'll see what Marla has to say about that too to give us her best fashion advice and best overall advice. I would highly encourage you to visit her website. Her blogs are fascinating, and there's lots of great information there, too, at MarlaThomason.com, T-O-M-A-Z-I-N, Marla Thomason, our guest today on Problems and Solutions. We'll have more to come in just a moment. I'm your host, Kathy Blythe. Marla Thomason is with us today, certified image consultant, and we're talking about some fashion do's and don'ts for finding out what's hot and what maybe is not for fall and winter. And we'll also have some good image advice from Marla in the second portion of Problems and Solutions. As promised, Marla, I mentioned that we were going to talk about the topic of white after Labor Day. That still comes up. Is all of that that we ever heard out the window, or what should we keep in mind about that?
Well, I think it's, again, you have to use your brain here a little bit, you know, and use common sense. I think that white after Labor Day is just fine. First of all, it depends on the fabric. Let's take a pair of white cotton pants or white cotton jeans, because jeans seem to be the thing. You take that and put it with a beautiful chocolate brown leather jacket. You know, it's a little cool morning. You've got a flat on in chocolate or an animal print flat, and a, you know, T-shirt in cotton or a lightweight sweater, and you go out with your day with a great animal print scarf. I mean, doesn't that look fabulous? Can you visualize it?
I can.
And you know, that's a great way to look. Now, if you know, at the end of September and it's a little chilly out and you're wearing your, you know, white cotton jeans and a halter top and your flip-flops, people might look at you twice and say, what's up with that one, you know? So it's using common sense, really. You know, you put a great cashmere sweater, you know, in a beautiful color with your white jeans. You can keep them going. I'm the exception to the rule, particularly in New York City. I wear winter white year-round, and I love it. I wear, you know, corduroys and sort of a off-white. I'll take it to lightweight wool fabrics year-round. So I think it's fine. It just depends on how you interpret it.
Okay. That's wonderful to know. And please tell us where we are on the nylons thing. What you know, I still see on television and talk show hosts and so on a lot of bare legs. But let's face it, that really isn't a good look for a lot of people.
Well, once again, we've got to use common sense. If your legs are not in the best of shape, shall I say, whether it be they're stark white or they've got varicose veins or whatever, you know, that's not something you want to show because it's going to be a distraction. But if you have, you know, decent skin, I mean, I go bare-legged certainly in the summertime, and even if you take a self-tanner and put it on your legs, which gives it a little color and a little continuity, I think it's great. When it becomes winter and it's too cold, I mean, you know, again, you're going to be looking a little ridiculous and freezing cold. One of the things that I like to recommend is a textured stocking that's almost a fishnet, but in a nude, like a natural color. It gives just a coverage to the leg, but it's not, you know, a regular nylon, and you can see the skin through it, but it's a distraction. And it is, when I say it's a distraction, I mean it's a texture. Okay, so you can buy them from Spanx, you know, which are probably $40 or $45, and then you can get them from this brand Hue, H-U-E, which is like, I don't know, under $10. And they happen to have a very good look, particularly if you're wearing a nude. I've seen them with nude stockings, with nude shoes or a black shoe, and it just gives your leg a little coverage, but it's not a total nylon. That might be something fun for people to take a look at, and if they want to try the Hue brand, it's under $10, so it's not a huge expenditure.
Okay. That's very good to know. And let's also talk about the ever-popular scarves.
Well, you know, I think scarves are great. I think they pull together, they can often pull together an outfit when you're putting together two different things that were not really meant, maybe, you know, weren't bought to go together, you know, whether, let's just say black and white, which is such an easy example. You take a scarf and you pull it in, and, you know, learning how to tie a scarf, everyone can do it, and do it in a way that it stays, you know, on your body set, and you don't have to be fiddling around with it. And that can just make the outfit. That's just the piece that pulls it all together and gives it a meaning, you know. Let's just say you took a hot pink top or a fuchsia top and put it with a pair of black pants. Well, that looks kind of like, okay, but then you take a scarf and it has those colors and maybe some white in it. It's a linker. It links the pieces together. It's what we call a linker piece. And that, you know, gives it the meaning that you need, so that it gives you a more polished look instead of just like, you know, an okay look going out the door.
Yeah. Yeah. Polished rather than just okay. Well, and I think people who don't usually wear scarves feel a little bit self-conscious maybe right in the beginning, but once you get used to doing it, then you almost feel, you know, like you're missing something important without it.
Right. I mean, it's sometimes it can take the place of some jewelry, you know, if you don't have a necklace, there's a way to tie a scarf that is almost like a necklace that's terrific. Again, if you don't have something at the neck, but you do a scarf at the neck that fills it in and again pulls it together, it can be, you know, it's not really intimidating. A lot of people have a drawer. They always say, I have a drawer full of scarves and I never wear them. It's a matter of getting them out, maybe putting them with the clothing you're going to wear them with, you know, hanging them properly and being ready to wear them. And I think they're great.
We'll have lots more good advice from Marla Thomason ahead today on Problems and Solutions. Very happy to have her back as our guest. And still to come, tips for kickstarting an updated image. If you're feeling like you need a little bit more pizzazz and need to get a bit more updated, there are some simple steps to doing that. And also we'll get some sound image advice if you are a mature job seeker and you want to just make sure you're putting your best foot forward, the way you act and the way you look. Marla has some great advice there, too. We'll have more to come in just a little bit with her on Problems and Solutions, and I encourage your visit to her website, which is MarlaThomason.com. Her last name is spelled T-O-M-A-Z-I-N, and I am your host, Kathy Blythe. Today, we're visiting with certified image consultant Marla Thomason. Always great to have her back on the airwaves of Problems and Solutions. And we covered some of the fashion do's and don'ts for men and women and got a preview of what's hot for fall and for winter. Marla, before we leave this subject, I did want to ask you about footwear. One of the things that we learned from you before that really stuck, I think, with a lot of people is you talked about not just putting that on the back burner and not thinking that people won't see your shoes, especially like, for example, the back of your shoes, and that we, while paying attention to what's going on with the upper portion of our body, we have to remember about keeping our shoes in tip-top condition. Like when you're driving, it's really easy to have the back of your shoes get worn out quickly.
Thank you for bringing that up. I'm a real stickler when I work with clients, looking at their shoes and pointing things out, like, have your shoes been polished? Are the heels worn down? You know, so many men, you know, they'll just wear their heels down, and you can see it, and it's just it's such a distraction to me. As well as, of course, women who, let's say, let the tips wear down on a heel, and they're making a clicking sound when they're walking because there's no rubber to stop that from making the noise. Mm-hmm. It's really important to be sure that you're wearing the right shoe, but then once you have the right shoe, to keep it in good repair and keep it polished and, you know, put soles on and heels and that sort of thing. Because it really does complete your look.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad that we got that in there because I think that's an important part of the information you've given us in the past and good to know now. Let's move on to kickstarting an updated image. A lot of people are stuck in a time warp. I certainly have had my moments of being in a time warp too, so I'm not certain, I'm not pointing a finger at anybody else, but I would like to know, and I would like our listeners to know about kickstarting an updated image. What are some of the things we should keep in mind?
Sure. I think that one of the most important things and one of the most difficult things for everyone is to really get into that closet, you know, and if you need somebody to hire to help you, whether it be a friend, a professional, of someone like me who comes in with no agenda and helps you to go through your closet once and for all. I can't tell you what a huge difference this will make in your life every day when you're getting dressed. It is just tremendous. Getting rid of the things that no longer work, that don't really make, you know, the right impression of who you are today. I always say, would you buy that piece again today? So many people hang on to pieces because, you know, they spent a lot of money for it or somebody gave it to them as a present. if it doesn't represent who you are today, you know, you're just holding on to it, and it's really not doing you any good. So go through and really, you know, make some hard decisions. Maybe it's not your lifestyle anymore. Maybe you always wore suits and you were a banker, and now you're, doing charity work or whatever. Your lifestyle has changed. You need different kind of clothing. So get rid of the things that are no longer working. You know, there's a lot of places you can donate and feel good about that part of it if that's what you're concerned about. Then I always say, you know, as I'm cleaning out a closet with a client, going through, we make a list of what we need to replenish, what is missing. And it's usually the pieces that, like the underpinnings, a great white shirt, a pair of shoes, replacing the black skirt, simple things often. It's not a whole new wardrobe. It's really just the things that are going to work with what you already have that are going to, you know, make these outfits come together and come alive. So you put together, you know, the list and then go shopping. And again, you know, you got to be cautious when you're going shopping, not to go wild, but Those are the pieces that you need when you're restocking your wardrobe. You know, and it's so important to get clear at any age. What are the colors that flatter you? What are the colors that flatter you? Like I said to you, I don't wear gray. I mean, there are colors people know. I don't wear certain colors that, because it doesn't matter if they're in season. If they're dragging you down, and, you know, the best way to tell is, you know, just put it up to your face. Somebody said, oh, this really goes well with my hair color. And I said, that's not even a factor. Your hair color is something you can dye. It's really about your skin and your eyes that tells the whole thing. So putting a sack over your head and covering up your hair is a way to find out. Once you get clear on those colors, those are the colors that are going to be in your closet. And they're all going to begin to work because those are the colors that always work for you. So getting clear on that and the best shapes that are good for your body and that sort of thing is really important. Then you should go through and look at your handbags and your shoes. Are they, you know, current? Do you have too many of them? Are they, you know, are they worn, as you say, or beaten up? Sometimes you don't need all those things, and you really just need the right pair of black shoes, the right little, you know, pump that's a nude pump, something that is fresh and new, and that's what you need to pull together the outfit. So sometimes you can do that when you're doing the closet. And then you mentioned scarves and jewelry, of course, earlier. Those are the pieces that, you know, will adorn you once you have all those other things. So you see, I'm going through the whole list because that's what you have to do, really, to kickstart your image, is really going through all those things. And, you know, there can be some interesting jewelry pieces that make you look current, shoes that look current. Sometimes you're wearing shoes that are 10 years old and with new clothing, and it just kills the look. You know what I'm saying, Kathy?
I do know what you're saying.
And then, you know, you have to take a look at, you know, what's going on with your face and your hair. And, you know, that goes for men and women. You know, makeup. Have you, you know, are you still wearing bright blue, you know, eyeshadow? You know, and of course they go in and out with different colors of eyeshadow, but you know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
Are you looking modern and fresh and up to date for today, or are you dressing like, you know, you were living 20, 30 years ago? Same thing with your hairstyle. I saw a woman recently who was in a big business position, dressed beautifully, great lipstick, nice shoes. Her hair was so inappropriate for her. She needed to, you know, really get it restyled and cut. It was aging her because it was too long and too poofy. And I just thought, oh gosh, I wish I could tell her, but I don't do that. You know, I don't go up to people and give unsolicited advice. So take a look, you know, take a look at what's going on with your hair and your makeup and see if it's current for, you know, where you should be right now. And then really a huge thing is getting your clothes tailored. You know, I always say that a $100 garment can look like an $800 garment that's properly tailored, and an $800 garment will look like a $100 garment that's not tailored. My eye goes to these things. You know, a man who's wearing a pair of pants that are, I call it puddling. They're so long on his shoes that they're puddling. That's where my eye goes. I don't look at his face, and I want to be looking at his face when I'm talking to him or if he's on television. Everybody needs a little tailoring, whether it's a nip and tuck here, shortening of the sleeve properly, you know, slimming the leg, letting the hip out. Whatever it is, it'll take your garment from just okay to a wow. And that's what you want to do with every piece you're wearing.
Yeah. I would totally say that you are on the money on that one. And until you've done it, you're never really sure. And then when you find somebody who's great at it, stick with them.
Absolutely.
Our guest today is Marla Thomason, a certified image consultant coming to us from New York. And still ahead, we'll see what Marla has to say as far as image advice. If you're a job seeker in the mature variety of job seeker, she'll tell you what you can do so that you can have a better chance at getting that job. We'll have more to come with Marla in just a moment on Problems and Solutions. I'm your host, Kathy Blythe. Marla Thomason is our guest today on Problems and Solutions. We're talking about image. A lot of it has to do with fashion, but certainly there are other components as well, and she knows her business very well. And I would encourage you to visit her website at marlathomason.com. And do keep in mind that with modern technology, she is able to work with people all over the country, giving you virtual consultations and also on Skype and so on. So if you are interested in taking this another step further and finding out about the services she offers, don't hesitate to reach out to her at marlathomason.com. I mentioned that we were going to share image advice for mature job seekers, Marla, and I certainly am a believer that those are among the most valuable people out there looking for jobs, and I don't ever want them to be bypassed just because of a look or something that they could have done a little bit differently, because they're excellent employees, and if they're looking for a job, we want to help them get a job.
Absolutely. You know, I don't know if I've ever mentioned this on the show, but I am the image expert for an outplacement firm, which I do, you know, I work with as an outside agent for them.
Uh-huh.
And oftentimes I'm called in for this very thing. There was a gentleman recently, which speaks to this point, that he had the information. He was a very smart man, and he was from the South, and he was a bit self-effacing and was not coming across as powerful or confident in getting second interviews. So, you know, the first thing I wanted to just mention was that your body language and, you know, the manners of how you express yourself are saying so much. And, you know, I always say that when you walk into a room or you walk into an interview, you're communicating before you open your mouth to speak. And that often has to do with how you're dressed and the presentation you're making. But there's so many other aspects to it, you know, your facial reactions and so on and so forth. But posture is a huge thing on my hit list with clients.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one thing that once I am hired, whether they ask me or not, I talk about, because your posture says so much about you when you're walking in to the interview, when you're sitting, how you sit. I've even practiced with different people, you know, and what to do with their arms and how to sit up straight when you're across, you know, from someone in an interview. It says volumes without you saying anything. It just talks about, you know, what sort of how you feel about yourself and you know, how you carry yourself. So it's about being open and receptive. That's the message you send. You know, I am open and I'm receptive. I'm ready to go. You know, you want to show confidence and you know, interest and so on by giving a firm handshake, you know, looking the interviewer in the eye, and, you know, try not to show, you know, insecurity, like, you know, touching your hair or wringing your hands or doing that sort of thing. And, you know, that may take a little practice, but you have to really practice this through and, you know, learn to breathe through it and that sort of thing. Being mannerly, but not too mannerly. And you know, this gentleman was almost too self-effacing that he looked, because he was Southern, that he didn't look like he was the man for the job, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be polite, but don't be too laid back, you know, because you don't want that misinterpreted for a lack of confidence in your presentation. Now we get to the clothing part, of course, which is, you know, right up my alley. You know, there are so many hazards that you can, you know, avoid by thinking about a couple of points. One is you don't want to try to dress too youthfully. You know, I've been asked this time and time again by different interviewers, but I think that your youthfulness doesn't have to come across in the way you dress, but it can come across in your spirit and mm-hmm. your attitude. Women wearing, you know, a garment that shows too much skin or anything that's sexy is really a no-no. And, you know, men who try to wear an overly trendy suit, again, is not going to send the right message. Also, clothes that don't fit properly, if they're too tight when you sit down, a skirt rides up, a gentleman, the buttons are popping or the jacket is opening up in any way. If it's too tight, again, if it's too large or you know, the pants puddling, that sort of thing, anything that makes you feel uncomfortable, that's going to cause a problem. If your shoes are uncomfortable, they're too high, they're too small, they're pinching your feet, they're brand new. These are all things that could put you off in the interview. So, you know, you need to make a couple of test runs in your outfit, if you will. And, you know, then basically, you know, you have to be dressed for where you're interviewing. You know, are you interviewing for a tech job? Are you interviewing for a job in Boston? And, you know, I know your clients are there in that area. But what is the job? So mm-hmm. you can't wear something that's very dated or shoes, like I said, that can really pull down an outfit. And just think about what kind of job are you going for? I mean, how will the people there be dressed and kind of know what to do in that regard? You know, I always say that anything that is distracting is taking away from you. You want people to be looking in your eyes, like I said. And if you're wearing anything that's standing out too much, you know, your hair is very bouffant, you're wearing patterned stockings, which I always say is a no-no, pattern meaning like a big lace print mm-hmm. or something very bold. The jewelry is so big that the person is looking at your jewelry, they can't seem to hear one thing you're saying. You know, are you showing cleavage? You know, the person is looking at your chest, they're not listening to what you have to say. You know, that is not what you're going for here. You want to just have a congruent look that is well put together and, you know, shows confidence and then, you know, speak with confidence about what you have to offer.
Yeah. Marla, I'm so distressed to find out that we're running out of time here, but I want people to know that you do go into detail on the subject the blog that you have on your website at MarlaThomason.com, and you go into detail talking about things we should keep in mind as far as personal grooming when we're looking for a job or, heaven forbid, just getting through everyday life. You are such a treat. So can we continue this conversation in the future and keep giving our listeners some of your great advice?
I would love to.
Okay.
Well, love to be with you again. It's been fun.
Oh, I wish we could keep you for another hour. But listeners, she does have a wealth of information at her website, MarlaThomason.com. And I will be back to remind you again on how you can get in touch with her if you are interested in some of the services that she offers or just get some of her good free advice on the website. I'm your host, Kathy Blythe, and you are listening to Problems and Solutions. Our guest today was Marla Thomason, T-O-M-A-Z-I-N. I want you to know that she does not have a book, but she has an excellent website that she updates, and she has blogs that she'll send you the new things that she has coming out if you just want to register your email address on her website. I'm going to do that very thing, and then you can keep current on everything. And I would spend some time looking through past blogs she has written. She really has some great advice, not only in the way you look, but the way you come across in your image. And we'll have her back again on Problems and Solutions. Our guest today was Marla Thomason, and I'm your host, Kathy Blythe.